Well, hello there, everyone. This is Tanya Gabrielle, your money numerologist, and I'm so pleased to be with you in this month of December 2012. It's the final month of the big shift year, and in a couple of weeks is the big shift, and it's just an amazing time right now, especially because December 2012 is an 8 universal month. And 8, of course, is the number of infinity. It is the number of everlasting life and leaving a legacy behind. And that's what we all are doing right now as I speak, and, you know, continuing after the shift as well, as you will find out as I go into talking about 2013, which will happen on a free video that I am releasing on Wednesday to everyone, and also on a free event, not a free event, an event. I am hosting a very special event on January 15th. So I want to welcome you to today's call. Now, I know it is the holidays, and you know, it's just that time of year where all of you want to go shopping and get your gifts, and so about 5 of you emailed me with questions, and you all said you probably won't be on the call. So I understand how busy it is. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go through these questions, and if anybody is on the call who wants to ask a question, just press *6 after I'm done, and we will get to you as well. So again, you know, we're in the 5-year. We have a few weeks left. This year is about new roads that you're taking. And the new roads are based on decisions and pivots and risks and shifts that you're experiencing and have been experiencing all year long. And this final month, of course, is especially important because it sets the stage for the next year. And so you have an opportunity still to let go, to release, and in order to actually take advantage of this energy, of the 5-year energy, which is culminating right now, obviously in the big shift coming up in a couple of weeks. So make sure you do attend to those matters in your own life and also address them with your clients. So, and also I want to just mention that all of you who signed up to Numerology Academy Level 2, I'm really, really thrilled about this advanced program, and I'm just putting the final touches on Lesson 1, which will be released on Thursday, this coming Thursday. And for those of you who have not signed up, that special, special introductory early bird offer does end at midnight Pacific time tonight, and then the price will go up. So make sure you take advantage of that. So let's get to your questions. The first one is from Diana. And you asked how you determine the best dates to do something. For example, her daughter is submitting a college application in the next week and is wondering the best day to submit them. So, you know, this, by the way, Diana, is one of the things I will go into in much greater detail in Numerology Academy Level 2. But just to let you know, what you do is you take your daughter's 3 important numbers. Those are, of course, the day of birth, the life purpose number, and the destiny number. And then you know those numbers. And then you calculate her personal year for the year in question. For example, if it's still 2012, you calculate the personal year for whenever her birthday is. You say she's born in August, so it would be for her birthday from August this year through August next year, right? So the personal year for then, and then the personal month. So for December, you would add 12, 1 plus 2, which equals 3, and then the date. And whatever number that date comes to for her personally, it's best if it coincides with one of her 3 important personal numbers. Okay, so that is one of the levels that you do it. It is somewhat more detailed than that, but this is one of the important ways of giving you an indicator about how important a date is to your daughter. Now, she is born on the 17th, so I can tell you right now that any 17 day, so any 17th of any month is an important day for her, but also any 17 personal day or 8 personal day or 26-8 personal day, you know, 35-8 personal day, those will also be just as important for her, okay? So, and again, if you don't quite understand what I'm talking about, just refer to, I forget what lesson it was. I believe it was lesson 6 in Numerology Academy 1. And then there's much greater detail coming as well in level 2. Also, you ask about a fortunate name report. If you create a fortunate name report for someone, and that person already has a fortunate name, how do you handle this? That's a really, really good question. What I do is, yes, I do write a detailed, summary of what their fortunate current name means so that they know for sure that they have a fortunate name. And then I, of course, tell them that this is really good news because they don't have to change it. You know, it's actually a better situation to be in the end than one where you have to change your name, which is most of my clients. So in a way, you're giving them good news, but you're also letting them know why the number is good. So they're still benefiting by knowing that. Otherwise, you know, not knowing it is really the issue. I would want to know, and I would be very happy if I would have been happy if my name was fortunate and I didn't have to change it. That would be good news, right? So that's how you handle that. And let's see. You have this other question, which I didn't quite understand. That your husband and daughter, every sign in every house is the same on both their charts. Yes. Oh, you're making a comment about that. Yes, yes, yes. That brings in a very close connection. Yes. Yes, that's very interesting. That can happen, by the way, in families. There's a code that can happen. It goes on in my family as well with my daughter's father and her and I all have the same ascendant. And so it's like an astronumerology code that's set in place sometimes within families, right? It can happen with numbers and it can happen with ascendants. And, you know, there's numerous ways that you can see this code. And again, this is something that I am exploring in more detail in level 2. So, okay, then we have Linda. And Linda, you said you also probably won't be on the call. So let me just answer your questions here. You said, you ask again about which is more important, the universal day or universal date. And you bring an example of your mom's triple bypass and valve replacement surgery that took place on September 20th, 2010. So that would have been a 20 universal day, but a 5 universal date. And the date, of course, is when you add up 9 plus 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 0. And that would equal 14, which is a 5. So you say the surgery for your mom, for her heart, was successful, but she ended up having a stroke on the table, and in parentheses you put an unexpected event, which would equal the 5. She did recover from that stroke, but it took a good year. Okay, really, really good question. So, first of all, again, there are many, many layers. It's not just as simple as saying September 20th because it's a 20 would be a good time. Obviously, the whole date matters as well. That's not all, though. What also matters, and this is where the layers come in, is how do the numbers 20, so 2, 20 is 2, 2 and 5 relate to your mom in particular, especially to her 3 important birth numbers. That's number one. Number two, what were your mother's personal day, month, and even year on that date, right? So those are all the layers to look at when you really want to make a big decision. And again, I will go into great detail about this in level 2. It is a really, really important part of numerology, one that is extremely helpful when it comes to important events such as surgery or, you know, happy events like weddings or celebrations, court dates, you know, important meetings, launches for business, and seminar dates, and all of this. You know, knowing how this works really, really helps with the speedy recovery if it's a health issue, or the wealth creation if it's a business moment or a business event. And it is a very wonderful part of numerology that, again, can be used by any of you as a focus for your business, right? So you can literally specialize in doing this kind of, advice, giving this kind of advice as a coach and specializing in it. So, again, covered in Numerology Academy Level 2 in great detail. So you also asked very interesting questions about authors who use pen names, and you mentioned, for example, Jane Ann Krentz, who is a popular writer under her own name, but she also writes other novels, which you think are also popular under the name Amanda Quick. Very interesting. I didn't look at the numbers for those names, but what I can tell you, when people do that, it's like they want to use two different sides of themselves. It's like they split their themselves into two different personalities when they use a different name because they want to be anonymous. And so, you know, when they do that, yes, it does dilute. For example, if Jane Ann Krentz is a fortunate name, it would take away from her just using one name because that is her spiritual frequency. That's her soul's frequency, is Jane Ann Krentz. So, and again, I didn't look at these numbers, but if Amanda Quick is a fortunate name, it's, you know, it will be good for her. It just would be better if she used one name. But it's not like she can't be successful using this other name. It's just something I don't necessarily recommend, though I do understand the anonymous side, you know, if you branch into a different type of authorship online and you want to remain anonymous for whatever reason. If Amanda Quick is a negative name, if the pen name is negative, then of course it's not good either way. You know, it's not that's a given in terms of just the kind of energy you're going to attract. You can still sell books, but the name will attract events in your life that can keep you from having an effortless, seamless, peaceful, you know, life, and it may be riddled with issues that come up from readers or publishers or media appearances, you know, so that's something to keep in mind with any challenging current name. Okay, and you ask about whether current names affect animals. Yes, I believe I did answer that in a previous call. Yes, your animal names do make a difference, and I do only use the first name. I don't use your family name. So you give, for example, the name Jasmine for an animal. Yes, you would use Jasmine, not Jasmine, and your last name, and look at that. And yes, it does have an effect. Okay, really, really good questions today. And let's see. We now go to, let's see, who is this? I don't even remember who this is. For some reason, I don't have the name here, but it is somebody from Sweden. Who is this? Okay, I don't have the name on my printout. You are moving. Okay, first of all, you asked about working in Swedish with two different website names, one for your Swedish clients, one for your English, American, English-speaking clients. And so you have two names, and you're asking me if that's okay, if they're both fortunate, and yes, absolutely, it's okay. But you know what? I wouldn't necessarily split them up unless you really just want a fully Swedish language website and a fully English language website. If that's the case, then absolutely two fortunate website names is fine. So, but if you only are using an English website, English speaking, then obviously you just want to use one. Your calculating of your new name, your organization name, MetaHealth, there are two versions of it. 37 is if you do not separate meta from health. Okay, that would be adding up to 37 in the Chaldean system that I use for current names. However, if you use the word meta health as two separate words, obviously this would be a 10 name, not a 37 name. So both of those are fortunate, but I just wanted to bring that to your attention. You asked several other questions, which are questions for an actual personal reading for me. I don't actually give you a reading. You were asking about destiny number and your birthday and your personal year. That's something that we can do in a reading that we can set up for you. Then you did have another question about the astrology, and this is a really, really good question as well. You said that you have a lot of twos in your astrology chart, especially on your house cusp. You have an 11-2 on houses 3 and 9. You have a 20-2 on the midheaven and the nadir at the bottom. And then houses 5, 6, 11 and 12 all are at 2 degrees. So that's a lot of houses. It's pretty much your whole chart on two. Maybe a couple houses are not. So, yes. And then you say, but you don't have twos anywhere else. You don't have a two in your birth numerology. You don't have any planets lying on the number two. So, yes, it definitely, when you have this many of one number, even if it's only in the house cusp, that's a lot of twos, and that means absolutely that number. This is where astronumerology is so important. You know, you can have a number not show up anywhere in your birthday or birth name, and then it shows up, like with her, all over her house cusp. And that absolutely means that she, everything that the number two represents, with diplomacy and cooperation and peace and not feeling divided and being the person who's the go-between, bringing peace to any situation, and communication as well, you know, and one-on-one clients for this person would be very, very important, because two represents, you know, two people. So, yes, absolutely, you have discovered one of the secrets here, which is that a number cannot show up in one place and show up in another place and thereby be very, very important. So the answer is, of course, yes. Okay, good. So, and in a moment I'll get to your calls. By the way, if you want to queue up, why don't you press *6 and so I can get to you. So if you want to ask me a question in person and you're on the call right now, just press *6 to get in line. So we have here another question, and you are asking, this is Annette, and she's asking that she wants to know about numbers and pricing. Okay. Are there some numbers that are better than others to use for pricing products? Yes, there are. The numbers that I tend to use when I price my products are numbers that reduce to 10, 1, numbers that reduce to 6, 8, or 9. Now, occasionally I make an exception when I really want a certain price point, but I never, the numbers I never reduce to are the numbers 7 and 4. I occasionally reduce to the number 3, depending on what the double digit is. For example, if it's 30, I don't. If it's 21, I do. So it gets a little more complicated. And this is, again, the art of money numbers, which is something I will be teaching in the future. It is very powerful and can be used across the board in places that you don't even realize. But just for the sake of answering your question, those are the root numbers that I would choose for price points. So then we have a question from Pam, who just said, I took level 1 and I loved it. I want to take level 2, but with the holidays and all that, I need to postpone level 2. Will level 2 be available for purchase at a later date? Okay, yes, it will. It actually is available, you know, after midnight, after this special ends, for a higher price point. It's, I believe, $300 more, so $987 instead of $687. So it will be available, it's just you won't benefit from the special. So I hope that answers your question. And I will be sending a reminder email out after this call just to alert all of you who didn't understand that, so that you can take advantage of the early bird special. Okay, so we have a caller. And again, if you have a question, press *6 so I can get to you. So we have a couple here. Let me go to a caller in Texas. Hello?
Hi, Tanya. This is Angelica. How are you?
Hi, Angelica. I'm fine.
Good.
Yeah, so what's your question?
Well, my question is, like, if you're doing business under different business names, would that also split your energy?
No. There are a lot of entrepreneurs who are highly successful who have different streams of income. That means they have several businesses that are offline, or they have online websites, right, that have different names, or they even run different businesses. No, that doesn't matter. What matters is that you yourself just have one name. But you can have as many streams as you want, right? And, in fact, that's a good idea these days, to have more than one income stream. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a great question. And it doesn't take away from, for example, the question I answered before about the member who lives in Sweden and wanted two websites with two different languages, you know, I was just basically saying if they're both in English, just have one, because then it will be diluted. But if it's a different business name, absolutely, just make sure it's a good name.
Okay.
Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Yes. My other question would be brief also. It's like I have a 14-person year, and when I'm adding it up to this month, it adds up to the 8.
Would 17, be, 8.
Would, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Is that correct?
Yes, 17, which is an 8. That's right. Because
uh-huh.
you're adding December, which is 1 plus 2, to the number mm-hmm. 14. And so you would be in a 17 personal month, which reduces to 8.
Mm-hmm. So when I interpret that, would I interpret that as being that this is a good month for business, to create businesses or to do business?
Yes. 8 is a huge business number. 8 is the money number, and another money number is 6. So those are the two numbers that really, really favor any business. 6 favors small business more than anything else because it represents the home, so it's like home business. And 8 mm-hmm. represents business in general, no matter how big it is. You could be a multi-billionaire. But it just is about overcoming obstacles and continuing. So it's strength gained from overcoming obstacles and also any issues with money. So if you want to make money, you have to work through any fears you have about that in an 8-month and go get with it, because you're really being supported in creating abundance right now.
Okay, because it appears like this month I've been attracting a lot of opportunities, and I started calculating. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm in an 8 number. I wonder if this is because it's opening up doors for me.
Absolutely. And you know what I love about what you just said, because you're very similar to what I do, is I don't always check what numbers I am. And then mm-hmm. I something happens, and I look. I was like, oh, my gosh. That's what's going on. It's not that I don't know my personal month. I do know my personal month, but personal days, I don't always keep track of, right? So, mm-hmm. but for you to have just said that about this month, you know, that's a perfect example of the numbers are working for you, whether you know it or not. Once you know mm-hmm. it, you have even more, you know, leverage now, because
absolutely.
You can say, oh, my God, I really have to take advantage of this.
I know. And when I started seeing all these things happening, it was like, oh, my God. So I started putting things in action and putting a plan and actually taking action with everything, even though I was in fear of the step that I had to take. But the doors were wide open. I'm like, I have to take it. And it is
perfect.
What it is, you know.
It is what it is,
you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Yeah, well, Angelica, take advantage of it. And again, you know, we're also in the big shift month, so it is happening, you know, in general for people that they can shift now. And if for you the shift actually is resembled by these opportunities, then you know that that's where your shift is taking place, right? Your shift
mm-hmm.
is in this realm. Whatever these opportunities are that are coming up for you, that's where the focus of the shift will be for you in your life. So,
wow,
so pay attention
okay.
to that, yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, yeah.
Okay, because see, we have like this double whammy going on this month. It's not just our personal numbers. It literally is the shift happening. So we got to pay extra attention, right? Yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
like a microscope. It's like, what's happening to me right now? I really got to check this. And where am I feeling resistance? You know, this is the big question. What am I resisting right now? You know, because that's
mm-hmm.
where the breakthrough is going to be. Right.
Okay. Okay. So let's say that I do take the 17th month, and then I'm looking at a specific date to launch something.
Mm-hmm.
That would I can I do an 8-8 something?
No,
that
absolutely. What are your 3 important numbers? Do you know? You should know what those are, like by
my
heart.
3, yeah. I was looking at that. The 22 is my birthday, and then I have a 29.
Okay.
11, or the destiny number is a 94, 12, 3.
94 is a 13. So it couldn't
be.
Okay,
94. Yeah.
Is it 94 or 93?
94.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, you already handed me another number. What was it, 22, 4, then you said 11, 2, and I already said, oh, no wonder this is a big month for you, because this is 8, 2, 4, and 8 are all in the same triad. It's all the manifestation triad. And then you tell me your destiny is 94, which is another 4. So for you, any 4 or 8 day is magnifying, you know, what's going on. So that would be the 9th, the 18th, you know, we already passed the 9th, so it would be the 18th and 27th, right? Mm-hmm. Or adding to the number 8, you would add a 5 day, right? So the 14th or the 23rd would make it a 4 day for you. And to make it a 2 day, you would add to your number 8, you would add 3, right, to make it 11. So it would be the 12th, the 21st, and the 30th. So those would be the really big days for you this month. And don't forget that also the actual days, universal days, right? Not the dates, but the days, the actual days, the 8th, the 26th, right? 17th, you know, 20th, 29th. Those also resonate with you, those actual days. You just have to make sure they don't add up to a personal day number. This is where it gets intricate. That is in conflict with your numbers. And this is all what I'm going to teach in Numerology Academy Level 2, because we need to look which numbers are in conflict, which numbers do not resonate with you. Because, you know what I mean? That's why it's a lot of layers we got to go through to really pick, like, the very, very best days. So, but in general, you can just say for yourself, the days I mentioned earlier, you know, the dates I mentioned, the anything that makes it an 8-day for you personally is fantastic, right? Oh. So, yeah. But in general, you know, this month, Angelica, is just going to be super awesome for you. Just really great. Yeah.
I'm feeling it, yeah. So I'm excited. But thank you. And then I did leave you a message, so we'll get in touch later.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. All right. Thanks. All right, Angelica. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have a caller, let's see, the 208 area code.
Hi, Tanya. It's Rayora.
Hi, Rayora. How are you?
I'm great. I have a follow-up question first on the question I asked last month on checking the names of cities. You said you use both charts to check.
Mm-hmm.
And the process that's used on the Chaldean chart is taking the two names and figuring the figures separately and then adding those together. But normally when we use the Pythagorean chart, that's done just in sequential numbering.
Yes.
So which would you still just use sequential numbering on that chart, or would you break it into two cities with different numbers? I mean, not two cities, but two names with different numbers.
Yeah, I still break it into two names for certain numbers. Just, for example, you might not know if something adds up to 22 by doing that, or if it's, you know, 40. Do you know what I mean? For the Chaldean I'm talking about.
Okay.
If you have two separate names, it may add up to 22, and that may be one of the numbers that are personal to that client,
uh-huh.
right? Whereas the number 40, even though it also reduces to 4, would be just another 4 city. But if it's a 22 city and that person's born on the 22nd, you would want to know that, right? So that's the reason I still do it for the Chaldean city, Chaldean names for cities and states. So, and states, by the way, are just the outer layer of the onion. Like, you peel the onion, the outer layer is the state, the next layer is the city, and then the final inside layer of the onion is the house number and then the condo number, if there is one, right? The street address and condo. So the city is very important, though. And that's how I tend to calculate it.
But to double-check that using the Pythagorean chart...
Yes. You know why I do both? Because there is a destiny number for each city, and so I want to see that number as well. The destiny number, obviously, is the Pythagorean version.
Okay,
and so,
so
I
you
want
would
to
add the number sequentially rather than breaking it into...
I wouldn't break
words.
It. No, no, no. I just do it exactly like I do for your birth name. Yeah.
So you would break it. Okay.
No, I wouldn't. No, no,
oh,
no.
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't, no. So if it's, for example, you know, Santa Barbara, I would just add Santa Barbara completely and not separate Santa
okay.
with Barbara. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's where I was a little confused.
Yeah, you know how I do your destiny number? It's just
a long,
yeah, that's how I would do the city.
Okay.
Yeah, for the Pythagorean.
And I like what you just said about the different layers. I hadn't considered that. That really makes sense, though. You know,
yeah,
the state,
that's something
and,
that...
and your street and your house number and all that being in proportion.
In proportion, I always think of it as peeling, you know, onion is a good example.
Mm-hmm. We use that for a lot of things, don't we?
Exactly, that's right. I like the visuals. They just, you know, trigger my memory easily. Good. I'm glad that helped. And it helps me a lot, too, when I explain it to a client. This, by the way, as somebody who is a counselor, it is always good to explain the process to them when they're having some questions. And so then they get a grasp immediately. And using that onion example, like you just went aha with that, your client will do exactly the same thing, right? So if you analyze where they live to the greatest detail, meaning all the way up to their condo number, from state to city to Cedaritis to condo, and you explain that it's done in these layers, they'll understand it, because, you know, otherwise it's like this foreign language to them, this abstract, weird number stuff. But this way you're at least telling them what you're doing. You don't necessarily have to go into all the details of why this number isn't good for them or all that, because that can overwhelm a client sometimes, you know, because they don't necessarily need to know why. They just need to know what the details are for them, right? So so that, again, is a nice visual to use.
Well, you're leading right into my second question here, Tanya, because I did have an instance when I was dealing with a client who has no prior knowledge of numerology or astrology, and I gave them a copy of their printed profile to begin with. They read it through several times. Then I sat with them to go through it again, and when I was through, they couldn't remember anything that the numbers meant, so felt like they hadn't absorbed what they needed to, yet felt like the information was so pertinent and they'd missed it. And there were a couple complications here that might not arise otherwise. This person does have short-term memory loss issues, and she was also working, so was interrupted often. So those things were factors as well. But I was just wondering if you could give me a little bit of coaching on how to deal with people that just aren't getting what you're telling them.
Yeah, fabulous question. And like you said, I did allude to it. I tend to steer away, and I used to do this when I first got started, is I would explain what I was doing because I felt I had to at the time. And then I realized they really didn't, it was overwhelming to them. All they wanted to know were the personal details. They didn't want to know how I calculated them. So now, if there is a more advanced client who loves numbers and who knows about them, they can ask you those questions, and then you'll know, you can go into greater detail. But what I tend to do is I just let them know what's coming up, if it's about their, you know, their coming cycles, or I talk to them about their life purpose and their destiny, and I tell them, you know, all these numbers are based on your birthday, and this is what they mean. But I don't explain how I calculate them. Even, you know, sometimes, and I will say, look, the number is 8. Let me just tell you what that means. But you don't need to know these things. They really don't. Unless they want to be a numerologist, they don't need to know. Or unless they're asking for numbers that are important to them when they're, you know, just noticing numbers in their life, then of course you will share numbers with them. But in general, don't dwell too much on the how you calculated part, or, you know, even the double digits can confuse people, like saying, oh, well, it's 33 and that reduces to 6. You can briefly mention it, but just let them know, look, you don't have to remember this. I'll explain what it means right now. That way you relax them, right? And that way they know, okay, you know, otherwise they think they might have to remember stuff that really they don't need to, you know? So another thing with a client like you just mentioned, if you do know she has short-term memory and you do know she's at work and will be interrupted, I mean, sometimes you can't know that part in advance, but if you do know about the memory, then by all means offer to record the call with her through a program like the one I'm using, which is freeconferencing.com. There are many out there. There's Instant Teleseminar. There's, you know, so many that you can get that are free, and then you both call into that number, and then it gets recorded, and then she or he can refer to the call at a later date. So that is one way to bypass somebody who does have these issues or can't write for some reason, you know, can't write down notes, you know, because they're doing something else. But you would hope that most of your clients are completely 100% focused, you know, and not in that situation, right? So, yeah. Does that help?
Well, that confirmed what I was thinking. So I guess I'm on the right track as far as dealing with it, but I just wanted to get your feedback on that. The only complication I have, she didn't want to have it recorded like on a teleconference call line or something like that. She wanted me to record it on cassettes. Well, I don't even have access to do that anymore. I've gotten rid of all that type of thing. So I agreed to do it for her if she would provide the cassettes and the machine.
Oh, she wanted an actual cassette?
And just left it at that.
Oh, so she wanted a cassette. She didn't even want an MP3?
No.
Oh, well, that's really like that's like history. I mean, I don't even have a cassette player anymore.
That's what I don't either. I said I don't have a machine. I don't have cassettes. If you want me to do it for you, I will, but you have to provide the machine and the cassette.
Yeah. Yeah, but that also means you have to meet with her personally unless you use a speakerphone and she has a speakerphone on. I guess she can do it that way, you know.
Yeah, it does.
So, yeah, you need to figure those things out. I've never had that issue before. There is another way, by the way, for all of you listening to record a call that does not go through an online internet site like, you know, GoToMeeting or whatever all of them are. And that is on a Mac, if you have a Mac, to use GarageBand and just turn on GarageBand and record, you know, put yourself on speaker and record it. That is a way to do it if for some reason a client, but I've never come across this issue with anybody, so you just have to, you know, like Rayora, deal with it when it comes up in the way that you feel is appropriate too, you know. So yeah, that is just a logistical issue there. But in general, the readings, make it as personal as possible without overwhelming them with the mathematics and the adding and the numbers, because then they feel like they, you know, then they might feel that in order to have received what they paid for, they have to understand how you calculate the numbers, and that is completely not the case. What they should receive from you is a reading from a spiritual counselor, right?
Right.
Or a business counselor, or whatever it is you're advising them with.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, to me, everything is spiritual, but you can, you know, decide what direction you want to go. But it should be just addressing their questions that they have using your modality. But explaining your modality to them is never recommended. It will just, you know, this is what you do when you teach your modality. You explain it to them, but do not teach your modality to clients who have regular business and life decisions to make. They don't want to know how you got to the answer. They just want to know what you recommend in terms of guidance. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense, Tanya.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think now I finally explained it after like 10 minutes. I have to write that down. Anyway, yeah, so it's a great, great question. I hope you know, people do listen to the recording because it makes a huge difference in how successful you are and whether they come back to you as well. Because if you make them feel good and excited and empowered and uplifted about what's coming up, you know, and what's happening to them now, they will come back to you. And that's what you know, you really want to be able to be there for them, you know, and not scare them away. Right?
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a happy holiday.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. All right. So anybody else speak up now? We have *6 to press for anybody else who wants to ask a question. Otherwise, I know the shopping's going on, so we have a few less questions than usual today. But actually, we did cover a whole lot on this call. I'm really excited about the actual content right now. So, somebody's speaking out. Let me just click on this caller. Hello, 925 error code.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Hello, good. How are you?
Good, good. So what's your question?
When we were at the at your event,
mm-hmm.
and you were talking to people about fortunate names and stuff, and you were pulling it up from the computer, I was just wondering, when you do it for a fortunate name, when you're checking it, because I was doing all my calculations, and then I would check it on the website.
Mm-hmm.
and a lot of times they weren't matching. So are you supposed to do just each name individually and then calculate it together on your own?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes. Absolutely. You do each name individually. Don't ever put more than one name in that calculator for the Chaldean system, the current name. Yeah, because it'll always, I mean, almost always, I should say, come out with a different different number, unless the two names that you're calculating, the two single names, each add up to a number that's lower than 10, right? So you could have one name add up to 11, which is, not 11, that's not a good example, to 20, which is 2, and the other to 40, which is 4, and then the total is 6. Well, in that case, you can't use that because 6 is lower than 10, which you have to have at least 10 for a current name. So in that case, the number for that person would be 60, and you would have both names in there. But for most cases, that's not true, right? So I always do them separately. I write them down on a notepad or a card. I use index cards for each client. You know, I create an index card. I put their current name on the top. This is what I do. I put their current name on the top. Under each single name, I put the Chaldean number, the full number, and the single digit one, right? Unless it's 11 or 22. I put that out, write everything down, and then I calculate it. And then I double check. I actually put the full name in after that, and I double check, make sure that what they're coming up with as a total matches what I come up with in terms of the single digit. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to,
yeah.
I double check everything. Yeah. So, but that's what I do. So it's a very good question, but yeah, in the end, it's always the single names that you pay attention to. Initially.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I thought I did it wrong when I did it manually once I put it in. And then when I turned mine in, it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I had done it right and that was probably what it was. So,
mm-hmm.
I just wanted
mm-hmm.
to make sure. Because I feel like I'm not, I'm just learning to do it, but I don't want to make a mistake. So.
Of course. Yeah. No, I totally get it.
I like to check it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. That's a good, very good question. So, yeah, that is something that the more you do it, the faster you get, and in terms of teaching it, when I was on stage, even with my computer issues at the time with the PC, but, even without those, if I had had, not those issues to deal with, I would have just quickly calculated those numbers just because I've done it for so many years. And you'll just get the hang of it. It's really, with all the rules you have to learn, it just takes time. To get used to all the rules. But once you know them and they're in your subconscious, it's really fun, to do.
Yeah.
And you can do it on the fly really, really quickly. If you have your computer or your iPad or even your iPhone, you can have this, you can log in on your iPhone and do this. So, that's what I do sometimes. So,
yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, good question.
Thank you,
Melissa.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good. So let's, I think that's it for today. We're going to close out the call. And just a reminder about level 2 for all of you who want to utilize the special price, please do so by midnight tonight, December 10th. On the 12th, which is in 2 days, 12/12/12, I'm releasing a very special free video. And for those of you who were at my live event, the one Melissa just mentioned, there will be excerpts from that event in this video. And it's to prepare you for the shift on the 21st of December, which is going to be very, very exciting. So, all of you just pay attention to my newsletter and make sure you watch that video. And then you'll also find out in that video about a very, very unique virtual experience that I'm going to have on January 15th, which I'm really, really excited about. So I will see all of you next month. I believe it's January 14th, but don't take my word for it. I will have Irina send out your email about when our next teleseminar is. And, this is going to be an amazing few weeks here between this call and next call. So have a fantastic shift. Have a happy new year, happy holidays to all of you. Enjoy the numbers that are sequencing now and enjoy the change 2013 coming up. And just be present and be joyful in all the changes that are coming. It's all really, really good news. So Again, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, and I'll see you in a few weeks. Goodbye, everyone.